Well, while Mr. and Mrs. Ace are still in Arizona, Neil continues trying to get evidence to prove that Mr. Marr sent them there to prevent Mr. Ace testifying in a possible investigation of a crooked real estate deal. When last we listened, Neil had hired a private detective to check on Mr. Marsh, and shortly after had received a threatening note warning him to stop his investigation. This episode is in two scenes, the first in Mr. Marsh's office at City Hall, the second in Neil's office at the newspaper. The first to Mr. Marsh's headquarters, where we find his partner, Mr. Peabody, just entering.
Oh, Peabody, come in.
I got your message about wanting to see me, so I came right over.
I didn't want you to do that.
Why?
Now, that word, I'd be over at your office to see you.
I know, but I thought it would be better this way.
It's not, Peabody, you know that. Sometimes somebody's going to get suspicious, you coming to City Hall to see me every day.
Yes, but Tom, it's better than you coming to my office. There's something funny going on over there.
That fellow's still hanging around there, is he?
No, he hasn't been around in the last few days. It's my secretary now.
Well, your secretary? What's she doing?
Nothing. I mean, there's nothing I can put my finger on, but it's the way she looks at me. She acts as if she knew something.
Mm, you've got the most imagination of any man I ever saw, Peabody.
But she does know something. I'm sure of it. The funny way she looks.
Well, why don't you fire her?
I don't dare. She might know too much. Oh, why did I get into this business anyway?
Calm down, George. You have as much to worry about as I have.
What do you mean by that?
You think you're being watched. Yesterday, I found out definitely that I am.
Great Scott, let us get out of this mess if there's any possible way. We can't run the risk.
Oh, wait a minute. Take it easy.
But you said you were being watched.
Certainly. Am I getting jittery about it?
Well,
of course not. As soon as I found out, I took steps to stop it.
But how can you stop it? If somebody's found out about that railroad avenue...
Found out about that railroad avenue deal.
Well, then why...
All that's happened is that one little fellow has started to get suspicious. But I've thrown such a scare into him that he's going to drop the thing like a hot potato.
Well, who is he and what did he do and how did he find out about it?
I said, take it easy, George. There's no sense getting excited. Oh. It's all under control and we haven't got anything to worry about.
I wish we could be sure.
I said I've taken care of it.
Well, all right, Tom. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. The reason I wanted to talk to you, I wanted to let you know what's happened so that we can both be careful in the future.
You can rely on me, Tom. You know how careful I am. Now, what happened?
You remember Mike Schwartz? That dark fellow with the bad eye that worked for me last election.
Oh, I knew he couldn't be trusted.
Now, that's where you're wrong, George. He's one of the most trustworthy men I know. He'll play ball with me every time. He's honest.
What did he do? How did he get into this?
Well, as you may know, he's running a private detective bureau now, and he came to me yesterday and told me he'd been hired to check up on me.
Hired? By whom?
By a fellow named Neil Williams that works for the Post.
You mean that the Post is starting an investigation? I told you we'd be sorry we ever got into that.
Take it easy. Post is not investigating.
Well, then why?
It means that it's this man Williams' own idea.
Oh.
He went to the paper with it, and they wouldn't back him up, because they didn't believe that I would allow myself to participate in a deal of that kind.
Oh.
You see, that's the advantage of having a good reputation. I've never allowed my name to be besmirched. Mm. As a consequence, when a thing like this comes up, even the Post, which is not at all friendly to the rest of the city administration, refuses to believe a word of it.
Well... You're lucky, that's all I can say.
And you're lucky, too, Peabody.
I'm lucky.
You're lucky in being associated with someone with a good reputation.
All right. Let's not go into that. If the Post isn't behind it, why is this man Williams poking his nose into our business?
I'm coming to that. Apparently, he got an idea, just out of a clear sky, that I own that piece of land on Railroad Avenue.
He must have got the idea from somewhere, Tom.
Not necessarily. He may just have guessed that it was mine because I was fighting so hard for the rest of the Board of Aldermen to vote for buying it. Mm. Anyway, he wants to check up. That's why he hired Mike Schwartz.
But he can't benefit by it if his paper doesn't believe in the story.
Well, that's just the point. He's not after the story at all, it seems. And what Schwartz tells me, he's doing it for the benefit of Mr. Ace.
Ace? Is Mr. Ace in it, too?
No, I don't think Ace knows anything about it. Williams has got the crazy idea, apparently, that he can get Ace's option money back for him.
The $25,000 he put down on the land? No, we can't give him back that money. We can't.
Certainly. What's more, we're not going to, because this fellow Williams is going to back out of his investigation in a hurry.
What makes you think so?
Mike Schwartz.
You don't
Mike Schwartz is going to take care of Mr. Williams for us.
Oh, now listen, Tom, we can't have any
violence. No violence involved in the matter. I cautioned Schwartz about that. He'll stop the investigation in a nice, quiet way.
Oh.
For it's going to cost us $1,000.
$1,000, Tom?
It's worth it, isn't it?
But the money this deal is costing us, Tom. First sending Ace and his wife out to Arizona, and now this...
This will be the last expense. You can rely on that.
If we can rely on
Schwartz. We can rely on it. But he had told me about Williams' hiring him, that he wasn't reliable.
Well, what about Ace? How can we keep him quiet?
I told you Ace doesn't know anything about this.
Can you be sure?
Well, just look at this letter I got from him today. Here, read it.
Yes, Ed Marsh.
And that report of improvements on the ranch is progressing rapidly, and I feel quite assured of concluding a deal I now have underway to sell it. The prospect has promised to give me a definite answer by the end of the week, and I'm quite sure it's going to be the right answer. I want to thank you again for your generosity in sending me out here to handle your business, and my wife adds her sincere appreciation.
Yeah, does that sound like he's suspicious?
But don't you think he could suspect something anyway?
No, not him. He'd say so if he did. I know an honest man. Yeah? What is it? Oh, hello, Schwartz. Come in.
How are you, Mr. Williams?
Okay, I guess. That's right, I'm sure. I was hoping you'd drop in.
Yeah, well, I just thought I'd let you know what progress I've been making on this investigation and get some expense money. I've been having a lot of phone calls to make, and then there was 3 taxis yesterday.
Yeah,
and,
look, before we get into that, I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you.
No, something wrong?
Well, I've decided it might be a good idea to drop this investigation.
Dropped it? Now, look, Mr. Williams, I don't like to hear you say that. I ain't even got started yet, hardly.
Yeah, I know that, but still...
Now, if you ain't satisfied with the way I'm working, all you gotta do is say so, Mr. Williams. I'll make every effort to work.
No, I'm satisfied that I made a wise choice in getting in touch with your agency.
You sure did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of ways. The customers of Confidential Service don't need to have no fears whatsoever.
Sure, sure. But regardless, I think I'll drop the investigation.
Yeah, but why?
Do I have to go into that?
Well, no, but you're one of my clients. I'd like to know what's on your mind.
Well, okay, then. For one thing, I've come to the conclusion that Mr. Morris is okay and that I was mistaken when I thought he was pulling a crooked deal.
Okay, huh? Now, look, Mr. Williams, there ain't nobody so okay that Confidential Service can't get something on him. If you'll just give me a few more days to work on him, I'll...
No, I don't think I want you to do that. Something's happened that sort of changes the picture.
Oh, that's it. Something happened, huh? What was it?
Doesn't matter what it was. I'll pay you off and then stop the matter. Let me see. How much do I owe you today?
Now, just a minute, Mr. Williams. You don't need to hide nothing from me. What was it that happened?
Never mind. Let's drop it.
Now, look, just between you and me, you ain't been threatened or nothing, have you?
What makes you think I'd be threatened?
Well, it happens sometimes in cases like
that. Well, I wasn't going to tell you about this, but you're right. I have been threatened.
You see? What did I say? But that ain't nothing to worry about, Mr. Williams.
Well, maybe not, but after all, I don't go for the idea of being bumped off for meddling in something that doesn't concern me.
Oh, sure not. But don't have no fears whatsoever, Mr. Williams. Nobody's going to do nothing like that. Now, I tell you what. Instead of dropping the case, why don't you retain me to investigate who sent the note?
The note? How did you know there was a note?
Well, there almost always is when you're threatened that way. There was a note, wasn't there?
That's a very shrewd guess on your part.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I handle lots of these things for our clients.
Of course.
Now, you give me the note, and I'll check up on it for you at the same rate, $25 a day. Well, you got it here, ain't you?
Yeah, but still, $25 a day.
Okay, I'll make it 10. How's that?
Oh, I just assume forget it, I think.
Now, look, you can't let them get away with sending threatening notes to you.
No,
I'll tell you what. Seeing as how you're one of my clients, I'll take care of it for nothing. You give me the note, and you won't have no more fears whatsoever.
I'm sorry, but I can't give you the note, Schwartz.
Now, come now, Mr. Williams. You said you had it here.
Yeah, but I promised to send it back to the Fingerprint Bureau.
The what?
The Fingerprint Office at Police Headquarters. I got a friend there who checked the note and got a nice set of prints from it.
Well, now, you shouldn't have gone to that trouble. As I could have done it.
What's more, he went through his files and found another set of prints that matches.
Yeah, but...
By a coincidence, the description attached to that set of prints was of a fellow that resembles you quite a bit, Mr. Schwartz.
Well, now, look,
of course, it couldn't have been you, because the name was different for one thing, and then, too, the man was wanted for several little jobs. I know just by looking at you that you're not a criminal.
Oh, sure not. Now, you just give me that note, Mr. Williams, and I'll check right up on it for you, and you won't have no more fears whatsoever.
You seem to want the note pretty badly, don't you?
Well, no, I just want to help you, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, I'll give you the note.
Well,
on one condition.
Yeah? Well, what do you mean?
If you'll sign a statement that I've been typing here.
Yes. Well, what kind of a statement?
Here it is.
A letter to the effect that you went to Mr. Marsh after I hired you and told him of our conversation.
Oh, now, Mr. Williams.
He rehired you to scare me out of the investigation I planned.
Now, listen,
and
that
your first step was sending me the note we've been discussing.
Mr. Williams, I don't know where you get them ideas. I didn't do nothing of the kind whatsoever.
No?
No.
Well, that's my mistake, then. I guess I'll just have to turn the note back to the Fingerprint Bureau and tell them I've got an idea where they can find their man.
Now, listen, Mr. Williams.
Yeah?
If I was to sign this here statement you're talking about, not saying that I'm going to, but
of course,
if I was, would you give me the note back?
Certainly.
And you'd drop the whole matter?
Of course.
You ain't kidding me.
Mr. Schwartz, don't have no more fears whatsoever.
Okay, give me the statement. I'll sign.
Yeah, I thought you would. Here's the pen. Right there on the dotted line, if you please.
Okay. Now, give me the note.
There you are. Thank you, Mr. Schwartz, and may I hope that we won't meet again?
Yeah, me too.
You know, I almost wish I had taken that note to the Fingerprint Bureau.
What?
Well, it looks as if Neil at last has evidence against Mr. Marsh. How he uses it, we'll learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.